Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Today, I asked my daughter Rachel to write something and let me read it. So she did. I'm going to pay her later. Here it is. July 4th, 2012. Somewhere along the way, I lost it. I guess it happened somewhere between Barbie dolls and puddle jumping and hair curlers. But lose it, I did. I don't jump in puddles anymore. I tiptoe across. I don't plop down in a pile of mud to make pies to throw at unsuspecting brothers. I don't cartwheel anymore, lest there be doggy doo hiding in the short grass. But today I decided to do something bordering on crazy. It may seem silly and small, but I think I deserve an applause. We went to the lake today. I sat down to read the afternoon away, placed my towel down, made sure no sand encroached on the fabric, opened my book, and settled in tight. "I'll stay behind to protect your belongings," I told the others as they danced into the lake. And then, I don't know why, but I canceled my plans. Out I tiptoed, tying my ponytail high. Up I went to my neck, swimming toward them, my head above water. My sister-in-law is part mermaid. She dove into the waves, and then it happened. Somewhere between throwing the frisbee and stealing jealous glances at the mermaid, I did something I haven't done in years. I dove under, submerging my entire head in lake water from who knows where, with who knows how many bugs and fish twirling around me. I came up laughing, splashed into a wave, and dove under another. I even let my husband throw me into the water. I was 8 years old again. I was free. I need this, I thought. Need to do the little things that scare me. I will, I said. I won't swim in a shark tank, but I will embrace life, taking each moment as it comes. I'm scared of germs, of getting dirty, of being alone, of pain, of talking about God with unbelievers, of being vulnerable, of failing. I'm scared showing my husband how burdened I am. This afternoon, all wet-haired and watery-eared, God showed me who I once was. Fast forward to 2024. These things are easier said than done for little much-afraid me, but courage is taking action despite my fear. Truth is, I am shaking in my boots, but I am walking, albeit slowly, toward that fear. It's why I am homeschooling my kids. It's why I didn't let fear of another miscarriage stop me. It's why I have this sweet little baby girl now. When I felt called to start a mum's group, I told God, "Me? I don't think so. I'm not other people who are qualified. And have you noticed these children hanging off of me? Please find someone else." And then I read the first chapter of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." "Alas, sovereign God," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." The Lord replied, "Don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you." If God has called, appointed, and equipped me, then what on earth am I afraid of? I long to be that girl diving into Lake Ontario. I have 5 kids now, and fear is never far away. But that is not the point, is it? Fear always attempts to weasel in, and I will not let it win. God is with me, so here I go, diving beneath the water again. Thank you, Rachel, for being vulnerable and real, for reminding us to fear not. God is with you. I love you, my girl, and the check is in the mail. Maybe, possibly, could be.
Get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.